A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends
who like to talk about serums. And this is a mini episode where we hear from our listeners.
I realized we've been doing a lot of these. I don't know if we've ever set up that that's what the mini episode is.
We did it on the most recent.
Okay,
one
good.
From like 2 weeks ago, we did it.
Listeners,
we inform people.
We let
what
people know.
Are.
What am I listening to? We're not going to tell you.
Nope.
So we have emails and voicemails from people who have reached out to us.
Great.
And we're just going to dig in. I'll kick off the first email. Hi, Kate and Dori. First of all, I love this podcast. As someone who generally defines myself as low maintenance and no frills, I've come to appreciate how even simple, small things, Axe sprays of rosewater facial toner can bring great happiness and a sense of calm to my day.
Wait, can I just say a brief sidebar about the rosewater facial toner from Trader Joe's, I'm assuming.
So good.
I went to Trader Joe's last night for some groceries and I was like, oh, while I'm here, I'm going to pick up some of that rose facial toner. And they were out of it.
They were sold out?
And the cashier was like, yeah, that's a seasonal item.
What?
He said it's a seasonal item and it goes really quickly. And they might have some more back in a couple of months.
I'll see if they have it at my TJ's.
Thank you, Kate.
Because I've stared at it, but I already have rose water, the kind that I've talked about on this podcast.
Right.
So I haven't purchased the Trader Joe's kind. Mm-hmm. But I do need to go to Trader Joe's for some black bean taquitos that my kids eat. So I'll check for it.
Sorry to interrupt.
Important. Okay, back to the email. Here's my question. I am a nurse. I worked for many years in direct patient care, either in the hospital wearing scrubs, then in the home hospice setting, but wearing clothing that I didn't care about as it always got dirty, was at risk of getting poop, blood, bed bugs on it. I wore sneakers and comfortable clothing daily for years as I walked around Manhattan seeing patients all day. About 2 years ago, I moved into an office setting away from my patients. My office in Manhattan was full of young, fashionable, and smart people. We were working on policy, Medicaid redesign, and generally people there were fashionable and, quote, in the world. I found I really loved getting dressed every day, most often in dresses, putting on some makeup, getting compliments on my clothes, etc. 2 months ago, we moved to Seattle, my hometown, but a place I haven't lived in 14 years. Seattle is the kind of place where people look like they are going to a picnic lunch when it's a formal wedding. It's getting better with all of the influx of new people, but for the most part, people dress down. I am the youngest in my office of mostly 60 women with bobs, bangs, elastic waist.
I think she means 60 plus. Oh, wait. I thought she meant
60-year-old.
That's what I thought she meant. Maybe she means more than 60 women.
Either way, this is what they're wearing. Bob's bangs, elastic waisted pants, and black old lady shoes. Sounds like my outfit today.
Literally.
Sounds great. I don't miss the cattiness and competitiveness of my old office, but I do miss the in-the-world feeling, and I don't feel comfortable wearing my clothing because I don't want to appear off-putting, threatening, or, quote, better than anyone else. I will also be educating, mentoring nurses, and I fear that dressing up could widen the divide and be interpreted the wrong way. No one in my office talks politics, fashion. No one has ever commented on my clothing. I miss that. I am torn between just giving up and wearing my sneakers to work or continuing to dress up but feeling slightly uncomfortable. I don't have the money to restock my wardrobe. Thoughts? Question mark. I've realized that my dress is an important part of my self-care. I think these are two questions.
Go on.
Well, it sounds like one, this person, this listener is missing the community they had in their workplace. Like miss talking about, because they said no one talks politics, fashion, that sort of thing. It sounds like you are looking for some like-minded people who share those interests in your new home. And that those people might, they were in your office last time. They might not be in your workplace this time, but it sounds like you're seeking out that community. And so I would say, like, let's come up with some ways for you to find those like-minded people. But then the second question is about wardrobe.
Yeah.
The last line of your email is really important, that your dress is an important part of your self-care. And I don't think you should stifle that to make other people feel comfortable, because also you don't know if they feel uncomfortable, number one. But two, that's not just like repressing your clothing. It's repressing who you are.
Yeah, totally.
And stifling how you express yourself on the outside, I think is stifling who you are on the inside. And I don't think, I think as long as it's within the bounds of what's professionally appropriate at your job, your specific job, I mean, because, you know, some jobs might have a dress code or whatever, then I think you should wear what makes you feel most authentic to who you are. And you have some concerns, you know, like about wanting to appear off-putting or threatening or better than anyone else. Or, you know, I think this is a really interesting point, that if you're mentoring and educating nurses, that dressing up could widen the divide and be interpreted the wrong way.
I'm also wondering, like, what are you wearing that could be interpreted this way?
Right. And that's, we don't know. Send us photos. But
I mean, I think like carrying like an Hermes bag might be off-putting, but I wonder if you might be overthinking this a little bit.
Yeah, and I also feel like who you are is going to come through, and people are not going to be put off because you're probably great at your job and a kind person.
Totally.
And I also have found, you know, like I dress very simply. I barely wear bright colors, although I'm dabbling. And I have friends who are extremely expressive in their fashion and have rainbow dyed hair and are like take these huge risks, and it's like really exciting. And I find it awesome. Like I've never been off.
Totally.
I'm just saying, from trying to imagine the other perspective, granted I was working in, you know, in media and not nursing. So it's obviously different, but I think finding ways that you can express yourself and have that self-care ritual is really important.
Yeah.
Did we solve that, Dory?
I think we did.
Good luck in your new job.
Yeah.
Also, I would say, about Seattle, I feel like Seattle's like fashion-y. I mean, I do imagine people are wearing like comfortable raincoats and dance go clogs.
It's the it's where Nordstrom's headquarters is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you might
find has to be some. I have a friend who lives in Seattle. She's very fashionable.
My brother lives in Seattle,
and he's very.
He is a regular guy. But I do think you might find your community. You know, I think that was the other thing I meant to get back
people.
To. Yes, I don't have suggestions on how to find them in Seattle, but I do think finding that community outside of work would probably make you feel more comfortable,
totally,
and excited in the same way.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
All right. Do we have a voicemail?
We do.
Great.
Here we go. Let me just. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit to cue. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name's Mia. I'm British, but I live in Chicago, and I love your podcast. I have a question specifically for Dory. So I know you've been going through IVF for a while now, and I was just wondering what you're doing to take care of yourself during this time, because it's so, you know, specifically difficult with so many ups and downs, and it's such a tender time, and self-care, you know, is so critical. I had 3 years of trying and treatment before I had a baby a few months ago, and every time I had a negative pregnancy test result, I went to my favorite restaurant, and I sat at the bar with a book by myself and ordered a glass of fancy wine and a dozen oysters. So I was trying to sort of make a positive.
Oh, my God, yes.
And, you know, then out of what became, you know, a negative one. So I was just wondering what you do to treat yourself well when you're feeling frustrated and emotionally drained with all of this, as I thought some listeners might find it helpful. And I'm wishing you all the best, and I hope that you're able to meet your baby soon. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
I mean, we all hope I can meet my baby soon, but
Tori, I hope
also, if I don't, life will go on.
Yes.
Self-care whilst doing IVF. Where to begin? I mean,
I loved what Mia did.
I know. I was like, I need to do that. I have definitely like gone out for sushi after a, like I haven't gotten a positive pregnancy test or, you know, had a drink and just wallowed in it a little bit. But in terms of like ongoing things, I mean, I've talked about this like a thousand times before, but I do find restorative yoga to be an extremely important part of my self-care. It's like a time to just wind down. Yes, Kate.
I raised my hand. Do you find that it's helpful both physically, but also like mentally calming?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dory, I'm a certified yoga teacher.
Oh, yes. But I don't know. Some people don't do restorative yoga.
I do. I love restorative
yoga. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, it's almost like a meditation in very comfortable poses.
Yeah.
And I just find anything that like allows you to quiet your mind is really, really helpful. So there's that, there's going on long walks, like anything kind of along those lines. I do love, yes, Kate,
sorry. I'm curious how you deal with, you have no control over IVF.
That's correct.
What kind of things do you do to kind of sit with that? Is that part of your self-care during IVF? Like just finding ways to kind of accept that? Because that I imagine would be very, or I'm projecting, but that seems like something I would really struggle with.
Yeah. I mean, now that I'm five rounds in,
yeah,
I'm just sort of like resigned to it. I do find that like an important mental thing is to not, like early on when you first start doing it, you're like, okay, I'm going to do a round of IVF and I'm going to get pregnant and then I'll have a baby by next January. And then you quickly learn that like none of that is, you can't plan for that. So I actually find it, I think I have gotten better at living in the moment. So, which you have to with IVF. I realize that the thinking about the next thing,
yeah,
was stressing me out because it never happened the way that I wanted it to. And so just keeping myself in the moment and operating with the information that I have was the only thing that has been keeping me sane.
That's good advice.
Thank
for
you.
For anyone going through anything.
It's hard though. And it took me like 2 years to get here.
Yeah. Do you find that you then implement that in other things that come up in your life?
Yeah, but it's tough because like with a lot of other things in your life, you can plan.
Yeah, I know.
And you can like do things to make sure you get a particular outcome a lot of the time. Whereas with IVF, you kind of can't.
And it's so out of your hands.
It's so out of your hands. So like, but also no, you know, because I don't want to be too much like only thinking about the present in every aspect of my life. Right.
Right.
But with this particular aspect of my life, it has been the way that I've been able to cope.
I also think that having a community of people who understand is so important, which you've created with your podcast, but I just know in certain experiences in my life, like having people who really get it and
yeah.
who you can talk like the shit with
yeah.
is so, so, so valuable.
Yeah. It's really important. So yeah, I would say like it's an ongoing process and it's changed. And some days I feel like doing some things and some days I don't feel like doing some things. I mean, I think like I try to just like check in with myself. Mm. So
that's good advice, Dory.
Thanks, Kate.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Yep.
We have one more email. Do you want to read this one?
Sure. Are you telling me to read this one because my dad's from Israel?
That's what it is.
All right. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm Tamar from Israel, and I'm about 9 years shy of being Forever 35. Way to rub it in, Tamar.
Come on, Tamar. We're teasing.
Nevertheless, my friend Rebecca from Philly got me hooked onto the podcast, my first ever podcast.
Yay.
Welcome. And I'm loving every moment of it. Recently, I took a plunge of changing my hair after about 7 years of having it pretty much the same length, definitely the same color. The only experimenting I would do with it would be occasionally changing where I part it. But now I got it cut and chemically straightened, keratin treatment. Hopefully it's a life changer. I had asked to get a light honeyish colored balayage.
Balayage? This has taken me, I've said this wrong so many times to hairdressers. It's so embarrassing.
How do you say it?
I think it's balayage.
Balayage. On my dark brown hair, but walked away with highlights all the way up to my roots, basically. While everyone is saying how great it looks and how much it suits me, something I'm begrudgingly beginning to accept, the first few days were really rough. I felt betrayed. I felt sad. Mostly, I felt silly. Here I was, actually crying at the hair salon like some girl on America's Next Top Model, while people in the world have actual problems. And hair grows. It's not permanent. So yes, silly. I'm assuming you guys, like most women, have walked away from the hair salon unsatisfied at one point in your lives. Hopefully not today. Your hair looks great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any tips on handling my reaction better or on making sure this never happens to me again?
Tamar did include two photos. And I don't mean to show you them.
I saw them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you saw what Tamar had wanted.
Yes.
And what they did not get.
And I should say, Tamar, I do think your hair looks great. It also does not really look like what you wanted.
Yes. And I think, one, your feelings are valid. I think we can be sad about trivial. We can have emotions about trivial things while also feeling concerned about problems in the world.
Yes.
Like, they're not exclusive.
We contain multitudes.
Yes. So don't beat yourself up for having a moment where you cried in a hair salon about your hair not looking the way you like. I think many people can relate to that experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to say, I agree with Dory. It does look great. It is not what you asked for. And if you brought a photo in and they didn't do what you asked, I think it is valid to go back and at least let them know. It might not be something that can be changed. But I do think, like, oftentimes salons or stylists will honor, like, will try to fix it if it's not what you asked for.
They don't want unhappy customers.
No. You also said you were crying at the hair salon. I wonder if you let them know then or if you were crying in the bathroom privately, which is what I normally do when I cry.
I'm also wondering, like, is this your regular hairstylist? Was this a new person?
Lots of questions.
Lots of questions.
But I do think if it's not to your liking, you should speak up and say something.
Yes.
You don't need to live with hair that you don't like. Your hair is a part of you. It's something that people see every day. You have to see it every day. I don't think it's a matter of modifying your reaction. I think it's a matter of, like, you paid for a service.
Yeah.
It wasn't to your liking.
Yeah.
And I think you can, politely and respectfully, but also assertively inquire about changing it, or at least let them know.
Yep. Also, because it seems like most of your issue was with the color.
Yes. You're into the straightening, the keratin treatment.
So even though it's, like, annoying to color correct, I think it's something that can be done. Whereas if you're, like, upset that your hair is too short, there's nothing that you can really do.
Right. Now, all that being said, you're right. Hair grows. It's not permanent.
Nope.
We have all had unfortunate haircuts. I mean, yep. I definitely got a pixie cut after my second child was, like, 16 months, and it was, I had to go back and get it fixed. Like, at first I didn't like the original one. Then my stylist fixed it. It's still, I was like, I shouldn't have gotten a short haircut.
I think I
just
blocked this out.
Oh, Dory, I had a very short haircut in 2014. And it just was not, it's not a matter of whether or not it looked good. I didn't feel comfortable.
You didn't feel like yourself.
No, it was just off. And I had had short hair before and felt fine. It just was, like, not where I was at. So we've all been there.
Totally.
You know, it stinks, but it is also, you're right. As the time goes by, you're going to feel okay.
Yeah.
It is just hair. Mm-hmm. But
say something.
Yeah, say something. Okay. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great, manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece, or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. We have one final voicemail. Now, let me set this up a little bit.
Okay.
This is a voicemail from two best friends, Becca and Sarah. They've been best friends since they were 4 years old. They're both from Georgia, but now one of them lives in North Carolina. They're 32, and they are big fans of the podcast. Mm. They just had a Forever 35 themed self-care weekend.
Shut the front door.
I will not. I cannot.
Oh, my God.
So they left us a very long voicemail describing the weekend. And it was so long it got cut off, and then they finished up and left a shorter one.
Got it.
I'm going to play the shorter one.
Okay.
To give them a shout out.
Great.
Say thank you for listening. But here's just what they did on their self-care Forever 35 themed weekend. They got facials. They went to Sephora's and got masks. Oh. Did masks. They watched Queer Eye together on Netflix. Oh. And one of them cleaned out a closet at their childhood home.
Oh. Oh my God. It I'm was like hyperventilating.
Just checking off the list. So, and also they were together, which is so wonderful when you get to be with your best friend, especially when you don't live near each other. So let's hear from Becca and Sarah.
So this is Becca and Sarah again. We did not need to leave the longest voicemail that's probably ever been in your mailbox. So feel free to edit that way down if you play it. If you play our voicemail, you don't have to, but it would make our lives because we love you guys so much.
And we've left you Apple Podcast reviews per your request.
Thank you.
I love you all the time. I tell everyone that I know about this podcast and anyone who has taken my recommendation loves it. So thank you guys so much for everything you do. Keep up the good work.
Yes, and we love you, and we'll keep listening and keep doing you.
Bye.
Lilas.
They ended that with Lilas.
Love you like a sister.
Love you like a sister. Lilas to you, Becca and Sarah.
Yeah.
Thank you for both your voicemails. I'm sorry we couldn't play the long one, but
it's okay.
It was long, but it was beautiful.
we've heard from some other, you know what? We heard from another listener about the self-care Friday that she did at work with her coworkers. This is unplanned. We're going off script. But I just love this idea of people getting together and doing self-care rituals inspired by the podcast.
Yes, read it.
Okay. Hi, Dorian, Kate. I'm a huge fan of the pod. After my coworker recommended it to me, now we've gotten a small group of my coworkers obsessed as well, and we love talking about self-care rituals and serums. Inspired by the podcast, we have decided to start a hashtag self-care Fridays.
I love it.
Ritual together. Working in advertising can get a little stressful at times, so self-care is important. Once a month, we plan on doing a different self-care activity together. We started with lunchtime manicures, but this month we took a field trip to Sephora's to sample some new products and stock up on some old favorites, of course. Thank you for the inspiration and the awesome tips on getting samples from Sephora. We wanted to ask you guys for some advice.
Okay.
If we continue the hashtag self-care Fridays, yes. What are some good self-care activities we could plan that can be completed within a lunch hour? For context, we work at a small advertising agency in downtown Kansas City.
Ooh.
Our workplace is very casual, so it could either be a field trip or something that can be done in the office. For example, us sheet masking in a conference room could definitely happen.
Oh my God, can we come work there?
We've also been toying with the idea of tarot readings.
Yes.
And then they sent us a very cute picture of themselves in front of Sephora's.
Oh my God, I love you. Ugh, look at these gals. Looking great. Everybody's also in a comfortable shoe.
I know. I'm
oh my God.
It.
Everybody's in either a sneaker or a flat sandal, and I am involved. I love it.
You know what you could do in an hour? You could do like a gentle yoga with Adrian or something.
Oh, I love that. You could do like a quick 20-minute gratitude journaling session. Ooh. And then share.
Yeah.
You could vision board.
Oh my God, yes.
That might be a 2-week process, like first week cutting and getting your visuals.
Yeah,
and
making
kind of,
notes.
Yeah,
and
thinking about your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the second week, just putting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely sheet mask in that conference
room. You could do a product swap.
Oh, that's a great idea. Or bring products in to donate.
Bring products in to donate in addition to your product swap.
You could invite us to Kansas City. We could live with you.
And have every day be self-care Friday.
I think that's a really, you could all, I wonder also, like, what about a potluck? Is that weird? Sounds like you have a kind of a core group of buds.
Yeah.
Could all bring like a treat to share?
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't know.
I like this.
A book club?
I like all these ideas.
Everybody could write down a meaningful quote, and then you could swap them and everybody gets a new meaningful quote. I made that one up just now.
You could all write a thank you note.
To each other.
To each other.
Like a gift exchange, but instead of a gift, it's a gratitude exchange.
Ooh,
and you write gratitude to the, you, like you pick a name out of
ooh,
a hat.
A gratitude exchange.
Gratitude exchange. We just invented something.
I think you just invented something.
I bet that already exists. But whatever. I'm going to Google it later. But try that.
Totally.
And tarot, yes. I think tarot is
tarot's
awesome.
Tarot's a great idea.
You could even just get a deck and like all kind of learn with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for writing in, coworkers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening together. That's so neat.
Yeah. And I think that does it for today.
Yeah, we're out.
All right. Bye.